The winner of this match will play in the state championship game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the Heartland Events Center. They will take on Lutheran High Northeast, who was a four-set winner today over North Platte St. Pat. The loser of this contest will drop down to the consolation game and play St. Pat's tomorrow afternoon at 2 here at Grand Island Senior High. Should be a fun matchup between these top seeds, the number 2 and 3 seeds in the bottom half of the bracket here in Class C2. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and continue with more activities from Grand Island after this on 1230 AM KHAS and on the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Espresso and breakfast pizza?
Yep.
Espresso and salad bar?
Yep.
Espresso and wings?
Sure.
Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza you're craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
Scott, what does ASAP stand for?
ASAP stands for the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. We try to prevent youth and other citizens from using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol. Maddie, you're a local high school student. How do you feel ASAP could benefit our schools and communities?
Well, Scott, I think ASAP has a really important goal. Substance and alcohol abuse is definitely a problem in our community and in our schools. Substance abuse not only affects the users, but the families and friends of the users. To prevent substance abuse, we need everyone's help. Scott, what can people do to get involved?
Coming to coalition meetings, being good role models, and financially supporting ASAP. When all these elements work together, we become more effective in our community. That means we need everyone's help. And so, Maddie, how do you think people can help the cause?
First, people must get involved by donating their time and money to support ASAP.
Much of our grant funding has been cut, so people can definitely make a difference by donating their time and money to ASAP.
Do it for your community.
For more information on how you can become involved, please contact ASAP at 402-463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
Back to Grand Island Senior High School. First of 4 matches that you'll be able to hear today on the Platte River Radio Network as Hastings St. Cecilia and Hardington Cedar Catholic here in this 11 o'clock match. Later on today at 2 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9, Doug Duda will have the action of Grand Island Northwest and Waverly. That'll be followed up at 4 o'clock today on the Breeze 94.5. D2 semifinal between Giltner and Humphrey. And then tonight at 8:30, it will be Kearney Catholic taking on Lincoln Christian in the Class C1 semifinal from the Heartland Event Center. Doug Duda will have that on Classic Hits 98.9. Good to have you along here on 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings, Nebraska, and on the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com. And we welcome in all those folks in the Hardington area listening in on the Internet to this contest. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Lady Trojans of Hardington Cedar Catholic, they'll go this way. It'll be Carly Naker, a 5'11" left hitter. Emily Shrimp, 5'5" senior setter. Sierra Becker, a 5'9" senior left side hitter. Caitlin Dickus, 5'10" senior middle hitter. And also Lexi Steffes, a 5'11" middle hitter. She is a senior. Bailey Steffen, a 5'10" junior right side hitter. And the libero is Callie Lisey. She is a 5'6" junior. The head coach is Adam Kuntz. Laura Weibelhaus and Dana Dickus are the assistant coaches for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Once again, for the Lady Trojans, it'll be Naker, Shrimp, Becker, Dickus, Stefan, and Stefan, as well as the libero, Lisey. Now for the home team, Hastings St. Cecilia, they'll go this way. 5'8" sophomore setter, Claire Hamburger. Erica Kitten, a 5'9" senior middle hitter. Courtney McCauley, a 5'7" senior outside hitter. Josie Previtt, 5'7" sophomore middle hitter. Morgan Nicola, 5'9" junior outside hitter. And 6-foot right side hitter, senior Olivia Thomas. The libero is Alyssa Schropp. She is a 5'4" senior. The head coach is Alan Van Cura. Rob Tober and Audrey Gaspers are the assistants. Once again for St. Cecilia, it's Hamburger, Kitten, McCauley, Previtt, Nicola, and Thomas. The libero is Schropp. And that's a look at your starting lineups. We'll have the first serve of today's match between Hastings St. Cecilia and Hardington Cedar Catholic after this on 1230 AM KHAS.
Everybody likes to drive a good-looking car or truck, but in town, out of town, and country road driving can really take a toll on how your vehicle looks. When you need auto body work, stop at Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair, the Chief Easy Liner frame repair, and they can take care of those small nicks and scratches, too. Drive safely, and don't take chances with your car or truck when you need body work. See the professionals at Sealy Body Shop, 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
John Gaspers Construction is booking winter work now. If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or light commercial building, John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish, using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. Call 463-4077. That's 463-4077. John and Pam Gasper wish the St. Cecilia girls best of luck at state volleyball. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
1230 KHAS.
Courtside at Grand Island Central, or Grand Island Senior High, excuse me, today. It is the Class C2 state semifinals again earlier today. Lutheran High Northeast, a four-set winner over North Platte St. Pat's to advance to the state championship tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. The winner of this game will take on Lutheran High Northeast for the state championship. Hardington Cedar Catholic has played Lutheran High a couple of times and lost to them in three sets, and then also, if I can find it here, in three sets, once in a triangular format, once in the dual format. They've also lost to Columbus SCOTUS and Guardian Angel Central Catholic, some quality teams, as well as Norfolk Catholic. Matter of fact, all five of their losses to teams here in state, and same thing for Hastings St. Cecilia. Their losses to Lincoln Christian, Kearney Catholic, and Columbus SCOTUS, they did avenge the losses to Lincoln Christian and SCOTUS. In the left court will be the Lady Trojans of Cedar Catholic. St. Cecilia will be in the right court. No confusion on the uniforms today like there was yesterday with St. Cecilia and Thayer Central. In the left court, in the red, will be Hardington Cedar Catholic. In the blue, on the right court, it will be St. C. To get things started, it'll be Hardington Cedar Catholic. Caitlin Dickus will serve it up from the right side, and we are underway. Dug out on the back row by Nicola. Hamburger will set it up in the middle. Knocked across, and Previtt will put it into the donut hole for a kill, and St. Cecilia up 1-0 here early on. Going back to the service line, it'll be Claire Hamburger. She'll serve from the center. Jump serves a good one on the back row. Dug out by the libero. Kept alive on the free ball. Sent across by Stefan. Thomas will set it up for McCauley. Knocked back. It's going to be called four hits. It was into the net. Schropp came up with the touch, and we're tied at one apiece. Coming in to serve for Hardington Cedar Catholic will be Maggie Stefan. Maggie Stefan, a 5'5" senior. She'll serve from center court. It's a good one. Dug out on the back row by Nicola, and then they're going to call Previtt on the pass on the line underneath. So a point to Hardington Cedar Catholic. It's 2-1 in favor of the Lady Trojans. Maggie Stefan will serve. It's a good one just over the net. Dug out by Nicola. Overpass. Knocked back by Lexi Stefan. Now the setup for the kill, and it goes down for Sierra Becker. Sierra Becker off the left side puts it down. Cedar Catholic up to a 3-1 lead here early on. Maggie Steffen to serve. It's another good one. Dug out on the back row by Schropp. Overpass. The kill attempt by Steffen. Kept alive by Nicola. Pushed over now by McCauley. On the front line, they'll go to Steffen again. Crisscross action right to left. She puts it home. And Hardington Cedar Catholic out to a 4-1 lead here in set number one. Maggie Steffen set to serve. She's been on a run. It goes to the back row. Schropp with the dig. Hamburger will set it up down for Thomas. Thomas with the big hit. Puts it home. Off the touch at the net. It falls into the donut hole for the point, and it's 4-2 in favor of Hardington Cedar Catholic. McCauley with the serve for St. C. Dug out on the back row that time by Dickus. Now the hit by Lexi Steffen. Dug by McCauley. The hit by Nicola. Sent right back immediately by Dickus, but Nicola right there to hammer it back home for the kill, and it's a 4-3 match. McCauley serves for the tie. To the back row, too long. Dickus got out of the way and let it go, and it went about 2 feet beyond the end line. 5-3 on the service error. Coming in to serve, Morgan Steffen, another Steffen, 5'9 senior. To the back row, the service dug out by McCauley. Hamburger with the back set over to Thomas. Off the touch of Steffen, kept alive nicely that time by Shrimp, and then two hits is called on Hardington Cedar Catholic. So the point will go to Hastings St. Cecilia. They trail 5-4 as Alicia Schropp will do the honors from the service line. Dug out on the back row, set quickly across, and a kill on the second hit by Emily Shrimp, the setter. And it's 6-4 in favor of Hardington Cedar Catholic. The libero, Callie Lisey, will come in and serve now for the Lady Trojans. Center court. It's a good one. Dug out by Nicola. Hamburger with the nice quick set. And the hammer down that time put by Erica Kitten. 6-5 your score. Figured we'd have a good one. This is a tight match early on. Coming in to serve will be Josie Jackson, the senior. To the back row, dug out by Becker. Back set now, the dink, and it will work for Naker. Charlie Naker with the dink getting the kill, and it's 7-5 in favor of Hardington Cedar Catholic. Coming in to play the front line, back will be Bailey Steffen to serve Emily Shrimp for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Center court floats it to the back line. Dug out by Jackson. Hamburger with the set for Nicola. Nicola. Her hammer is dug out by Becker. Now it is Naker. Her kill attempt blocked at the net by Hamburger. Sent over now by Naker. Hamburger, the quick set. The touch by Kitten. Set back, and now it's going to be a kill for Hamburger. After the block of Kitten, sent it back to the St. Cecilia side. Hamburger quickly hit it and got it down 7-6. The ball blocked now at the net, trying to punch it up. They're going to call the cover. No, they're going to say it was a legal block, stuff block, did not touch the net. And a good job by Kitten to block Shrimp at the net. And it's 7-7, St. Cecilia to serve. The setup off the right side. Naker dug out on the back row by Nicola. Now it's Kitten on the attack. She'll put it home. Center court, Erica Kitten putting it down. St. Cecilia with the lead at 8-7. First set in the best 3 out of 5. On the attack, and the kill will go down off the left side for Caitlin Dickus. Would not have mattered. St. Cecilia was in the net, and the score tied at 8 apiece. Naker with the service, and that one is an 8. Boy, it looked like it was going to sail long, and it dove at the end. Schropp and Nicola both let it go, and it hit right on the back line, 9-8, Hardington Cedar Catholic. Naker with the serve again. This one into the net, service error, and we're tied up at 9 apiece here in set number one. To do the honors for the Hawkettes, it'll be Erica Kitten from the right side. Floats to the back row, Naker with the dig. Back set now on the attack, it is Bailey Steffen. The set in the middle, now a dink for Previtt, dug out by Naker. Set up by Shrimp. The kill will go across for Becker, but dug out nicely by Previtt. Joust at the net, and the attack actually by Dickus blocked back by Previtt for a stuffed block and a point for Hastings St. Cecilia. 10-9 your score. Hawkettes with the lead. Kitten with the service. It's a good one. Back row dug out by the libero, Lizey. They'll set it up now, left side. Kill attempt by Becker, and on the pass, trying to go with the sweep. The setter, Hamburger, left it short in the net. We're tied at 10 apiece. Elizabeth Steffen will check in now. 5'9" senior. She'll set, or serve, excuse me. They got by Schromp on the back row. The set down for Previtt, and the attack will go down as in the net was Hardington Cedar Catholic, so the point will go to St. Cecilia. And Hamburger to serve now from the right side center. Floats it to the back row. It's dug there by Becker. They'll set it up for a quick hit by Steffen. That is Bailey Steffen. And blocked at the net. Hamburger's attempt. The point will go to Hardington Cedar Catholic. We're tied at 11. Maggie Steffen now to come in. There are five Steffens on this lineup for Hardington Cedar Catholic, and a lot of them are playing. Hamburger for Thomas. Big hit, but it's dug out by Lizey on the back row. Now Becker with the attack, and it'll go off the left side. Sierra Becker with the kill. 12-11, Hardington Cedar Catholic here in set number one. It's been tight all the way. Maggie Steffen with the service to the back row, dug by Nicola. Hamburger with the set in the middle for Thomas. Hit the net, then dug out by Dickus. Kept alive by Schropp on the St. Cecilia side. The attack by Thomas, it's good. Through the double defense of Becker and Lexi Steffen, she gets the kill. We're tied at 12. Jump serve from McCauley. Dug by Dickus. The set now for Lexi Becker. Stop! Thomas with the block and the point for St. Cecilia. 13-12 Hawkettes. McCauley with the service to the back row. It's dug out there by Lizey. Quick set off to the misdirection for Becker. Dug out nicely by St. Cecilia. Nicola on the attack. Dug there by Dickus. It'll be sent over on a free ball by Shrimp. Now St. Cecilia on the attack. It's Nicola blocked at the net. Kept alive, though, by Previtt. And then the kill for Thomas. Olivia Thomas getting the kill for St. Cecilia. They lead it 13-12. McCauley with the service. Trent sets it up for Lexi Steffen. Back row. Right. Oh, just beyond the line. Wow, it looked very, very close. And they'll call it out. The official, though, the line judge right there on the spot. It was right in front of him. McCauley with the service. 15-12. They were late in putting up a score there. And a kill will go down for Sierra Becker on a putback, and it's 15-13. To serve now for Hardington Cedar Catholic, it'll be Morgan Steffen. She'll serve center right. Dug out by Schropp on the back row. Back set by Hamburger for Thomas. Block. Schropp, though, keeps it alive. Set now by McCauley. The dink will work for Nicola. Nicola went up strong and then dinked it over for the kill at 16-13 in favor of St. Cecilia. Schropp will set it up. She will be the service ace here to the back row. No trying for the ace, but it goes beyond by about a foot. Service error, 16-14. Hardington Cedar Catholic will serve down by two. Lizey to the back row, dug by Nicola. They'll set it up now for Kitten. Blocked at the net, kept alive now by Lizey. Hit over by Naker. Hamburger with the quick set. Kitten with the attack. Dug out by Lizey. Now Naker tipped at the net. Dug by McCauley. They'll set it up now for Nicola. Blocked back, and the stuff block will go for Shrimp and Dickus. And it's a one-point set at 16-15. To serve, Lizey for the tie. To the back row. Dug by McCauley. Hamburger, the quick set. The attack into the net by Erica Kitten. And we are tied at 16 apiece here in set number one. Best 3 out of 5 for a chance to go to the state championship here in Class C2. Lizey with the service. Kept alive there by Nicola. The quick set with the left hand. It goes for Erica Kitten. Kenton showed right, went to the left, put it down, 17-16, St. Cecilia. Josie Jackson will come in to serve. Floats it to the back row. Dug by Lizey. Kept alive nicely by Dickus. They're going to call it, though, for the double hit. So the point will go to St. Cecilia. Coach Coots does not like the call and argues it with the down judge or the down official. However, it was the up official who actually made that call. Lizey on the dig off the set or off the service. And now the attack is long by Dickus and St. Cecilia up by three, 19-16 here in set one. Jackson to serve to the back row. Dug by Becker. Shrimp back set this time. The attack is good for Carly Naker. And Hardington Cedar Catholic with the point. They trail 19-17. Bailey Steffen will come back in. Shrimp to serve to the back row. It's dug by Jackson. Punched up by Hamburger. Roll shot by Nicola. Dug on the back row by Lizey. They'll set it up for Dickus. Kept alive by Jackson, pushed across, but they're going to call Hamburger for the lip. She just punched it up as quick as she could. They'll call her for the lip. Point will go to Hardington Cedar Catholic, 19-18 your score. Cedar Catholic serving for the tie. Shrimp dug by Schroff. They'll set it up for Nicola. Blocked at the net, punched up now by Shrimp. Set up now for Naker, but they're going to call the double hit on Bailey Steffen on the set. 20-18 your score. Nicola with the service. Dug on the back row. And it's an ace off the touch of Sierra Becker. And St. Cecilia with the 21-18 lead. Nicola to the back row. Dug by Lizey. Punched up down by Shrimp. Sets it up for Bailey. And that is Bailey Steffen. Excuse me. No, check that. That's Carly Naker with the attack. She gets the point down. 21-19, and she'll go back to the service line. Carly Naker from the right side sends it to the back row, dug by Jackson. Hamburger, the back set, dinked across by Kitten, dug out and sent back now by CC. With the attack, Kitten again, punched up nicely by Lizey, sent on over quickly by Shrimp, and then four hits is going to be called on St. Cecilia as the free ball went into the net. 21-20, and again, Cedar Kaffler will serve for the tie. Naker, the overpass, dinks across though quickly by Hamburger for the kill. Well, it looked like it was going to be an overpass off the dig by Nicola, but Hamburger got there quickly, dinked it over before Cedar Kaffler could touch it. The service by Kitten, the quick set and the kill for Dickus. That was executed quickly by Hardington Cedar Catholic, 22-21. St. Cecilia up by one. Cedar Catholic with the service for the tie. It'll be Elizabeth Steffen to the back row. Nicola with the dig. Hamburger sets it up for McCulley. On the crisscross, it'll work. Left to right, angling it. Courtney McCulley, 23-21, St. Cecilia. Hamburger to serve again, and looked like maybe we were going to have a substitution, still waiting. And Hardington Cedar Catholic wants a timeout. Or did they? Yes, they gave the timeout before the serve. And they did give the timeout. The lower official gave the timeout before the upper official signaled to go ahead and serve. So a timeout will be taken by CC. We'll take one, too. First set, 23-21, Hastings St. Cecilia. Back in 30 seconds here on 1230 AM.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the surrounding area. The Blue Hawks and Hawkheads play with pride and tradition, 31 state titles in 8 sports. Log on to HastingsCatholicSchools.org for more information, celebrating 100 years, Hastings Catholic Schools.
1230 KHAS.
with studio engineer Brad Beam. I'm Larry Cotner, courtside at Grand Island Senior High School. Good match here in the C2 state semifinals. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Hardingston Cedar Catholic 23-21. Hamburger with the service. Is it an ace? No. Just long. Right near the line, but just beyond the line. Service error and a point for Cedar Catholic. 23-22. Back in to serve, Maggie Steffen. She'll hit it to the back row, dug by Nicola. Hamburger will set it up for Thomas. Thomas blocked for a stop. Shrimp along with Lexi Steffen. And we are tied 23. Timeout, clock hit. We'll take one with them. We'll take a 30-second break back after this on 1230 AM KHAS.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
23-23 as we are back at GI Senior High on the attack. Previs, she's blocked. Lexi Steffen and Sierra Becker, and it is set point for Hardingston Cedar Catholic. They have had three in a row here. It'll be Maggie Steffen to serve to the back row. Dug by Nicola. Hamburger with the set for Thomas. Thomas with the kill. That's huge for St. Cecilia. And it's tied at 24. McCulley will serve it up now for the Hawkettes. Jump serve to the back row. Dug there by Dickus. They'll set it up for Bailey or Lexi Steffen, and she'll kill off the touch on the front row. And Cedar Catholic, 25-24 leaders. And again, set point. It'll be Morgan Steffen to come in to serve. To the back row. Dug by Schroff. Overpass. Kept alive nicely by Hamburger. But hit too hard by Previtt. And Cedar Catholic gets the comeback win here in set number one. Hardingston Cedar Catholic wins set one, 26-24 over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a timeout, come back with set number two here on 1230 AM KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Espresso and breakfast pizza?
Yep.
Espresso and salad bar?
Yep.
Espresso and wings?
Sure.
Genius.
Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso.
Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza you're craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
1230 KHAS.
We head to set number two here at Grand Island Senior High School. A come-from-behind victory for Hardington Cedar Catholic in that first set. They were down at 1 point, 23-20. Took a timeout and battled back for a 26-24 victory. St. Cecilia now in the left court will start off with the serve. Hamburger dug out by Lizzy. The attack by Dickus into the net. Four hits will be called on Hardington Cedar Catholic and St. Cecilia with the early lead 1-0. And it looks like maybe Josie Previtt, who went up to try to block that, might have came down, twisted her ankle a bit. She's going to fight it off and stay on the court. Hamburger with the jump serve to the back row. Lizzy with the dig. Shrimp with the quick set for Bailey Steffen in the net with St. Cecilia. And the point to Hardington Cedar Catholic. We're tied at one apiece. It'll be Caitlin Dickus to do the honors for the Lady Trojans. Off the right side, floats it to the back row. Dug by Schropp. Hamburger with the set now for Thomas. Thomas on the attack. Punched up by Becker. Kept alive by Shrimp. And the kill will go for Lexi Steffen. Boy, it looked like Hardington Cedar Catholic was out of sync there. But the bump set there by Shrimp really kept that alive and a quick attack by Steffen. Now Dickus puts the serve into the net. Service error. We're tied at two apiece. McCulley will do the honors now for the Hawkettes. Jump serve to the back row, dug by Lizzy. Set up now by Shrimp. Bailey Steffen too long on the attack. Point will go to the Hawkettes. It's 3-2, Hastings St. Cecilia. Winner of this match takes on Lutheran High Northeast in the state championship tomorrow at 11. Service error by McCulley. And we're tied at 3 apiece. Morgan Steffen will come in and do the honors now for the Lady Trojans. From the center court, dug out by Nicola. Hamburger will set it up for Nicola off the left side. Got it down right on the back line. Morgan Nicola with the kill. 4-3, Hastings St. Cecilia. Good crowd on hand from both these schools. Schropp will do the honors for the Hawkettes. Diving serve. Dinked across on the second hit by Shrimp. It was blocked back, but St. Cecilia was in the net. The point will go to Hardington Cedar Catholic. We're tied at four. Coming in to serve will be Morgan Steffen. Steffen will serve to the back row. Nicola with the dig. Hamburger, the quick set now for Kitten. Got it down left to right. On the angle shot, she put it home. 5-4, Hastings St. Cecilia. Thomas will come out. Jackson will come in to serve on the back row. Josie Jackson will come in, serve, play the back row. Jump serve to the back row is dug out there by Dickus. They'll set it up now for Naker on the attack. She'll get it on. Off the back row touch of McCulley. We're tied at five apiece. Good to have you along here on 1230 AM KHAS and all the listeners listening in on the internet on hastingslink.com. McCulley will dig out the service. Nicola on the roll shot puts it home right down the line. Morgan Nicola with the kill at 6-5 Hastings St. Cecilia. And Nicola will do the honors from the service line. Right side back to the back row. Lizzy, Shrimp back set. The attack by Naker dug up, but not controlled by Nicola as it goes out of bounds, and we're tied at six apiece. Shrimp will do the honors now for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Center row serve. Dug out by Nicola on the back row. The quick step, the dink, and it's punched up nicely by Steffen. They're going to call a lift, though, on Steffen. The good pancake save by Sierra Becker, but then Bailey Steffen going to be called for the lift, and Coach Kuntz does not like the call. 7-6, the up official says, back to your seat, Coach. The service, Kitten, into the net. Service error, and we're tied at seven apiece. Over to the right side. It'll be service from Naker. Nicola off her touch. It's an ace from Naker. Hardington Cedar Catholic with the 8-7 advantage. They won the first set 26-24. Lead here in the second, 8-7. Naker with the service. It's a nice one. Dug out by Jackson. on the front row. Free ball by McCauley, dug by Lizey. The setup in the middle now for Becker. Becker with the big swing, but Schropp with the dig. But Trevick could not punch it across. And the point for Hardington-Cedar Catholic, they lead 9-7. These are the number 2 and 3 seeds. St. Cecilia, the 2 seed. Cedar Catholic, the 3. On the serve receive, it was Nicola. Previtt blocked at the net, but she pushes it across quickly off the touch of Shrimp. It's a point for St. Cecilia, and they trail 9-8. Claire Hamburger from center court. The jump serves, a good one to the back row. The dig, the quick set, punched across there by Bailey Steffen. Previtt on the attack to the back row. The dig by Lizey. Thought we had her whistle. Yes, we did. Somebody was under the net. Over the line, under the net for Hardington-Cedar Catholic, and we're tied at 9 apiece. Hamburger with the service. Dug by Lizey. Shrimp, back set this time for Bailey Steffen. Blocked at the net, pushed back. Steffen keeps it alive, but then Dickus with the hit into the net. Couldn't get it high enough to go over, and it's a 10-9 lead for Hastings-St. Cecilia. Hamburger with the service now. Center court. It's a good one to the back row. Dug by Naker. The setup now, left side for Becker, dug by Nicola, kept alive by Hamburger. Now the free ball by Previtt. Back row, Lizey comes up with it. The quick set, the attack by Dickus. Nice dig and send over by Hamburger. Hardington-Cedar Catholic again on the attack. The roll shot by Becker, punched up by McCauley. Now on the free ball, it's Previtt to the back row, dug out by Lizey. The quick set now for the attack by Becker and a good dig by Hamburger. Back row attack now for Nicola, but they're going to call a double hit on the set by Olivia Thomas. And we're tied at 10 after that long volley. Cedar Catholic now with the service. It'll be Elizabeth Steffen. The dig by Nicola on the back row. The back set from McCauley. The crisscross attack. Shrimp. And it kept alive then by Lexi Steffen. Now on the attack, it's Thomas. Thomas with the kill. Wouldn't have mattered as Cedar Catholic was in the net, and the point to St. Cecilia, they lead it 11-10. Two evenly matched teams here so far. Cedar Catholic won the first set 26-24, and a service error by McCauley ties up here the second set at 11 apiece. And to serve, it'll be Maggie Steffen. And if it seems like there's a lot of Steffen serving, there are quite a few of them. 5 on the roster. And there seems like they're all playing. Maggie Steffen to the back row. Too long. Service error. 12-11. We're seeing a few more service errors in this match than we saw yesterday in Hastings-St. Cecilia's match against Thayer Central. Schropp dug on the back court by Dickus. They'll set it up for Becker off the right side, and the kill is down. So we're tied at 12 apiece, and the Lady Trojans will have the serve. And coming in to serve will be Morgan Steffen. So Morgan Steffen will step back to the service line. Right center, she'll send it just over the net. Nice dig by Nicola. The joust won by Alexi Steffen, and then a cover is going to be called on Kitten, I believe, or maybe Hamburger over on the other side. It's going to be called on Hamburger. So the point will go to Cedar Catholic, 13-12 the score. Morgan Steffen to serve, dug by Nicola, kept alive by Thomas, sent over, no, the free ball goes into the net off the touch of Hamburger, and Coach Alan Vancura wants a timeout. Set number 2, Hardington-Cedar Catholic leading Hastings-St. Cecilia 14-12. They're up 1 set to none. Back after this on 1230 AM KHAS.
Everybody likes to drive a good-looking car or truck, but in town, out of town, and country road driving can really take a toll on how your vehicle looks. When you need auto body work, stop at Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair, the Chief Easyliner frame repair, and they can take care of those small nicks and scratches too. Drive safely and don't take chances with your car or truck when you need body work. See the professionals at Sealy Body Shop, 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
tight match so far here at Grand Island Senior High School. Class C2 state semifinals. Earlier today in four sets, it was Lutheran High Northeast out of Norfolk winning over North Platte St. Pat's to advance to the state championship. That game tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Heartland Events Center. Here it's Hardington Cedar Catholic leading one set to none, up 14-12 in the second set and serving. McCauley with the dig. They go to Nicholas. She'll get the kill down. Off the block touch at the net of Lexi Steffen. 14-13 your score. St. Cecilia will be serving for the tie. Jackson back to the service line. The jump serve from the right side floats it to the back row. Dug there. Shrimp will set it up for Bailey Steffen. Down the line, though, she's out, but a touch. They're going to call a touch on St. Cecilia. Or are they asking for the touch? Yeah, I'm going to say there was a touch. The official said that it was touch. And the Cedar Catholic fans behind it like to call. The St. C's fans across the way do not. 15-13, Cedar Catholic. Lisey with the service. Dug by Schropp. Quick set now for Kitten. Kitten on the attack. It's good for the kill. 15-14. And again, St. Cecilia will serve for the tie. Morgan Nicola from the right side. Nicola to the back row. Dug by Lisey. Punched up by Shrimp. Left side, Dickus on the floater. Dug out by Schropp. The quick set now for Kitten. The attack's too strong. Point for Hardington Cedar Catholic. 16-14 the score. And Bailey Steffen will check back in for the Lady Trojans. Emily Shrimp, the service. Over the net, it's good. Nicola punched up and a nice save by Hamburger to get to it, but nobody could do anything with it off that touch. And it's a point for Hardington Cedar Catholic. 17-14, their biggest lead here in this set. Already up one set to none. Shrimp with the serve to the back row. Was it in? Oh, just missed the corner. That was in the area where I was kind of blocked out there by Coach Vancura, but a lot of moans and groans on this side. 17-15 on the dig. Lisey, the setup, the punch across by Steffen. Bailey Steffen. Check that. Lexi, no, Bailey Steffen with the punch across. She and Lexi look a little bit alike, believe it or not. Naker with the service. And off the touch of Jackson on the back row, it's an ace. 19-15, Hardington Cedar Catholic. Timeout, acing St. Cecilia. We're in set number two. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on 1230 AM KHAS.
Scott, what does ASAP stand for?
ASAP stands for the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. We try to prevent youth and other citizens from using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol. Maddie, you're a local high school student. How do you feel ASAP could benefit our schools and communities?
Well, Scott, I think ASAP has a really important goal. Substance and alcohol abuse is definitely a problem in our community and in our schools. Substance abuse not only affects the users, but the families and friends of the users. To prevent substance abuse, we need everyone's help. Scott, what can people do to get involved?
Coming to coalition meetings, being good role models, and financially supporting ASAP. When all these elements work together, we become more effective in our community. That means we need everyone's help. And so, Maddie, how do you think people can help the cause?
First, people must get involved by donating their time and money to support ASAP.
Much of our grant funding has been cut, so people can definitely make a difference by donating their time and money to ASAP.
Do it for your community.
For more information on how you can become involved, please contact ASAP at 402-463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
Back to Grand Island Senior High. An attack and a kill for Bailey Steffen. It's 20-15, but on the service, Naker will send it long. Service error point for Hastings St. Cecilia. 20-16 the score. Hamburger with the serve to the back row. Dug by Lisey. Shrimp with the set. Left side for Becker. Looked like it hit the net and came back. It didn't matter whether it was a block or a touch off the net. It lands on the Cedar Catholic side. It's a point for St. Cecilia. They trail 20-17. Hamburger with the serve to the back row. Dug by Naker. And then miscommunication between Dickus and Becker. And it's another point for St. Cecilia. Three in a row here. Served up by Claire Hamburger. She'll do the honors again from the center court to the back row. Dug there by Naker. They'll set it up in the middle for Dickus. Floats it across. Dug by Hamburger. Punched up by Thomas. Free ball sent over by Previtt. Dug there by Lizey. The quick set for Dickus. The attack. Hamburger keeps it alive. Nicola punches it up. Hamburger on the free ball. Back row dug by Lizey. Now it's Shrimp with the quick set for Dickus. Dickus on the attack. Nice save by Schropp. At the middle, there's a joust. It's won by Dickus. Dickus wins the joust with Previtt. And the point to Hardington Cedar Catholic. 21-18 the score. And Elizabeth Steffen will check in to serve. Center court to the back row. Kept alive there by McCulley. They'll set it up for Thomas. Blocked at the net. The stump block. The Steffen girls, Bailey and Lexi. 22-18 Cedar Catholic. Elizabeth Steffen now to serve. Just over the net, dug by McCulley. Hamburger, the quick set for Previtt. Nice attack, but it's dug and sent back over by Shrimp. Pushed across by Hamburger to the back line. Good defense by Lizey. They'll send it up quickly. It's kept alive, but off the net. Hamburger got a touch, so did Shrimp. But the kill will go for Lexi Steffen. And Cedar Catholic, 2 points away from taking the 2-0 lead, up 23-18. Elizabeth Steffen to the back row. McCulley with the touch. Kept alive by Schropp. And sent over now by Previtt. Nice diving pancake save by Lizey. Then hit into the net by Becker. Becker upset with herself. She knew she had an opportunity there. And put it into the net. 23-19 the score. And checking in, I think for the first time in the tournament, is Megan O'Callaghan, 5'6" senior. Defensive specialist. She'll serve. Floats it to the back row. Dug by Lizey. Shrimp, the quick set for Steffen. Punched up and sent over by Thomas. Punched up there by Becker. They'll set it up for Steffen again. And she is blocked. Previtt and Thomas at the net. 23-20. St. Cecilia trying to battle back here in set number two. Down 1-0. Cedar Catholic won the first one 26-24. Nice serve by O'Callaghan. Diving save. Keeps it alive as Becker. Now Steffen with the attack. Bailey Steffen with the kill, and it is set point for the Lady Trojans. Maggie Steffen now back to the service line. Center court. 24-20 the score. Cedar Catholic going for the 2-0 lead here. Schropp, the overpass tipped across nicely by Hamburger, set up. And a cover going to be called on St. Cecilia. Questionable call, but it will go for Hardington Cedar Catholic, and they win set number two, 25-20 over Hastings St. Cecilia. They now lead 2-0. We'll take a timeout, get you ready for the third set after this on 1280 AM KHAS. And on the World Wide Web at HastingsLink.com.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
John Gaspers Construction is booking winter work now. If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or light commercial building, John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish, using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. Call 463-4077. That's 463-4077. John and Pam Gasper wish the St. Cecilia girls best of luck at state volleyball. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the surrounding area. The Blue Hawks and Hawkheads play with pride and tradition, 31 state titles in 8 sports. Log on to HastingsCatholicSchools.org for more information, celebrating 100 years, Hastings Catholic Schools.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
We go to the third set here. Hardington Cedar Catholic leading 2-0. And serving, it'll be Dickus. Hamburger with the set now for McCulley, and she'll drive it through the defense of the 2-7 girls. And Hastings St. Cecilia with the early 1-0 lead here in set three. They have to win this one to force another set. It'll be Hamburger to serve from the back row. Just long on that service. Service error, the point. Hardington Cedar Catholic were tied at one apiece. To the back row to do the honors, it'll be Maggie Steffen for Cedar Catholic. To the back row, dug by Nicola. Back set by Hamburger for McCulley. She's blocked. Lexi Steffen there to do the honors. 2-1 in favor of Hardington Cedar Catholic. Winner plays Lutheran High Northeast for the state championship tomorrow at 11 at Heartland Events Center. On the attack, St. C's. Olivia Thomas looking for a touch, but it is a long attack. And the point to Hardington Cedar Catholic, they lead 3-1. Steffen to the back row. That's an ace. Right on the line. Schropp decided to let it go, and it took a nosedive at the end for Maggie Steffen. 4-1 early lead here in the third set for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Back row dug out by Nicola. They'll set it up for Previtt on the attack. She'll get it down off the touch of Steffen. 4-2, and St. Cecilia will have the service, and O'Callaghan will come back in. 5'6" senior. She'll serve from center court. Floats that one to the back row. Dug out by Lizzie, punched up, and they'll send over on the free ball by Becker. Hamburger sets it up for Nicola on the attack. She'll put it on. Morgan Nicola off the left side slams that one down. 4-3 your score. Cedar Catholic with the lead. St. Cecilia serving for the tie. Jump serve from O'Callaghan. Dug on the back row by Dickus. They'll set it up for Lexi Steffen, but they're going to call a lift on the set by Shrimp. So we're tied at four apiece, and Coach Koontz doesn't like that call. Both our officials today are saying, talk to the hand. O'Callaghan. Lizzie will dig it up. They'll set it up for Becker. Sends it across. Now the roll shot by Nicola. Dug by Dickus. Left side, they'll go to Becker. Blocked back by Thomas. And actually, it's going to be four hits. It hit the top of the tape and went back. 5-4. St. Cecilia with the lead and the serve. Four in a row now for the Hawkettes. O'Callaghan into the net. Service error. We're tied at five. And coming in to serve for the Lady Trojans, Morgan Steffen. St. Cecilia needs this set to force a fourth set down 2-0. Schropp with the dig. Hamburger with the set for Previtt on the attack. Dug by Dickus. Shrimp. Now Lexi Steffen. Dug by Schropp. Bumped up now by Hamburger on the attack. Nicola. Dug nicely by Dickus. Set over to Naker. Dug by Schropp. Punched up by Hamburger. And all she could do was get the touch on it and put Nicola in a bad spot where she was near the bench trying to punch it up and could not handle it. 6-5, Hardington Cedar Catholic. Morgan Steffen with the service, dug on the back row by Schropp. Back set for Thomas on the crisscross, it were. Olivia Thomas slicing that one. 6-6 our score. Schropp to do the honors. To the back row, it's dug there by Dickus. Now Naker with the dink. Dug by Hamburger. Sent back over by Thomas. The setup now for Lexi Steffen. Roll shot dug by McCauley on the back row. Quick set for Kitten. Blocks at the net. Punched up. And now sent over by Naker. And a double touch off of Schropp and then McCauley. It just came back at him so quickly. Couldn't handle it. And the point will go to Cedar Catholic. They lead it 7-6. Lizey. And that one's a deep shot. It did drop at the end, but still about 8 inches beyond the end line. So Jackson will come in to serve with the score tied up at 7 apiece. Josie Jackson with the jump serve, floats it. Dug there by Naker. They'll set it up for the left side for Dickus. She'll put it into the net. And St. Cecilia with the lead at 8-7. Jackson back to the service line now for the Hawkettes. To the back row, Lizey with the dig. Shrimp back set now for Naker on the attack. Touched at the net, though. It went out of bounds, but it was touched at the net by Nicholas to the point to Cedar Catholic. 8-8 your score as Shrimp will serve. Dug on the back row by Schropp. Quick set for Kitten. The dink into the donut hole. It's good. And there was also a Hardington Cedar Catholic player in the net, so the point will go to St. Cecilia. They lead at 9-8 here in the third set, down 2-0. Nicola with the service, dug out by Lizey. Now, Dickus on the attack, and net called on St. Cecilia. So we're tied at 9 apiece here in set number 3. Winner plays Lutheran High Northeast for the state championship tomorrow at 11. From the back row, the service by Naker, dug out by Schropp. Bump set for McCauley. She'll send it on the free ball. Quick set now. The attack is good for Dickus off the set by Shrimp. And Hardington Cedar Catholic owns a 10-9 advantage here in this third set. Naker, the dig by Schropp, punched up by Hamburger. Pushed across nicely by Kitten. The set by Bailey. Stephen, and the kill for Dickus off the touch at the net. 11-9, Hardington Cedar Catholic. Naker to serve. Hit the top of the net, did not pop over. It's a service error. And St. Cecilia came up with a needed point there. They trail 11-10. Kitten with the service, dug by Naker. They'll quick set it for Dickus. And dug out nicely there by McCauley, sent over by Hamburger. Quick set now for Becker on the left side. Blocks at the net. Hamburger with the set now for Previtt on the swing shot. Dug on the back row by Lizey. Now Becker on the attack. Tip, and she'll get it go. Off the tip on the front line. Becker gets the kill. 12-10 your score, Hardington Cedar Catholic. Elizabeth Steffen will come back in now and serve for the Lady Trojans. Center court. Angles it, dug out by Jackson, back row. Set up by Hamburger for McCauley on the attack. Dug nicely on the back row by Naker and hit across by Becker. On the attack the other way, McCauley. Dug by Becker, the back set now and for Steffen. And in the net, St. Cecilia. And that's a tough call because that one looked like it would have went out off the attack by Bailey Steffen. Point, Hardington Cedar Catholic. They lead 13-10. Timeout, St. Cecilia. Back in 30 seconds on 1230 AM KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Good time out for Alan Vancura and his Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes as they trail 13-10 here in the third set, down 2-0. They lost the first one 26-24. Cedar Catholic won the second one 25-20. Elizabeth Steffen to serve for the Lady Trojans to the back row, punched up by Nicola. The set by Hamburger and McCauley on the attack, dug out by Steffen. the left side. Becker will hit the net, and then it'll drop over for the kill. 14-10. Cedar Catholic with the lead. The service by Elizabeth Steffen. Dug by Schropp. The quick set for Previtt. Block back. The stuff block. Lexi Steffen. Sierra Becker. 15-10 now. Hardington Cedar Catholic. Time running short for St. Cecilia. They're going to have to start something down. Steffen on the return. Dug out by Nicola. They'll set it up. McCauley on the crisscross with the attack. And St. Cecilia got a needed point there, trailing 15-11. Jackson will sit down. Thomas will come back in and play the front row. Hamburger with the service to the back row, dug by Becker. They'll set it up quickly for Lexi Steffen. Nice diving save by Schropp, but couldn't do anything with it. And the kill goes down for Lexi Steffen. 16-11. Maggie Steffen back in now to serve. To the back row, dug by Schropp. Hamburger sets it up for Thomas. Thomas on the kill attempt, dug by Lizey. Now Becker left side, rolls it in there, but Schropp was able to dive and save it. On the attack, McCauley blocked back by Steffen. Lexi Steffen on the stuff block on the attack by McCauley, and it is 17-11, Hardington Cedar Catholic. Maggie Steffen with the service to the back row. Schropp with the dig. Hamburger sets it over now for Thomas, and she'll just drive it through the double block this time of Lexi Steffen and Emily Shrimp. So Thomas with the kill and the point to the Hawkettes. 17-12 to score. O'Callaghan will come back in. Megan, the senior, will serve from the right center. Floats it to the back row, dug by Dickus. Shrimp with the quick set for Steffen. Nicely played. Fast attack that time for the Lady Trojans. And Steffen saw the open lane towards the back line to put it down. 18-12 to score. And here comes Morgan Steffen now to serve. To the back row, dug by Nicola. Hamburger with the quick set for Nicola. Nicola looked like a touch, but they're not going to call it. They're going to call it out. Thought maybe there was a touch, but no touch at all. 19-12, Hardington Cedar Catholic here in the third set. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on 1230 AM KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Grand Island Senior High School. Time running down now for Hastings St. Cecilia, trailing 2-0. And also trailing 19-12 here in this third set to a very game Hardington Cedar Catholic squad. Lady Trojans with the service. Morgan Steffen will send it across. It's dug by Schropp. Hamburger with the set for Nicola. Rolls it. Dug out nicely by Naker. Kept alive by McCauley. Schropp will step over, and the free ball sent over by Nicola. Shrimp, the quick set now for Naker. Blocked, but sent right back by Shrimp. On the attack at St. Cecilia. Thomas, he'll get this one down. Olivia Thomas with the attack. 19-13. And really, it's been the defense of Hardington Cedar Catholic. They've been able to handle the attack of St. Cecilia. Schropp, dug out by Dickus. The setup down for Naker. Crisscross, dug by Nicola. Now Nicola on the attack. She'll push it across. Nice save by Naker. Punched up, and another good save by Shrimp. The attack by Steffen. Dug out. Now it's Kitten on the attack, and she'll put it home. The Hawkettes are not done yet. Down by five, 19-14. Schropp the serve. It's a good one. Dug by Naker. The quick set now for Steffen. And off the tip of the net, it will go for the kill. And again, they run their offense so fast, the defense has to be prepared for it. 20-14. Lizey to serve. Dug on the back row by McCulley. Saved by Hamburger. Back to Kitten, and she'll get the kill down. That was saved on the overpass by Hamburger to tip it back. And did so nicely, almost like a set, so that Kitten could hammer it home. 20-15 the score. Jackson back in there now to serve to the back row, dug by Lizey. Back set, the attack, Naker blocked at the net by Nicola, kept alive by Hamburger. Punched up now by Kitten, the attack by Hamburger. Punched up now by Lizey, set over on the free ball by Dickens. Schrock to Hamburger, quick set down, the attack by Kitten. Coming our direction, off the kill. Point, Hastings St. Cecilia. They trail 20-16. Jackson on the service to the back row. Lizey with the dig. The sweep put across by Shrimp. And then the quick hit by Nicola back for the kill. Timeout, Huntington Cedar Catholic. St. Cecilia trying to keep their hopes alive. Down by three, 20-17 in the third set. Down two sets to none. Back in 30 seconds on 1230 AM.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And you are listening to 1230 AM KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, and on the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com. Studio engineer Brad Beam, I'm Larry Kottner, courtside at Grand Island Senior High School. Class C2, Girls State Volleyball Tournament semifinals. Cedar Catholic up two sets to none, leading 20-17 in the third. St. Cecilia battling back. And a four hit will be called on the attack by Dickus. It was into the net, 20-18. Five in a row now for St. Cecilia as they're battling back. Lizey, they'll go to Dickus on the attack. Blocked back by Kitten. And four hits again. They will not be calling the block. It hit the tape and came back for the second time in a row. And the St. Cecilia fans on their feet across the way as they trail by one. Jackson will serve for the tie here in the third set. The floater to the back row. Dug out by Naker. Punched by Shrimp. Block! Kitten there to block it. And we're tied at 20. Seven in a row now for the Hawkettes. Jackson will serve for the lead here in this third set. To the back row, dug by Lizey. Pushed up by Shrimp. The attack on the left side. Was it in? Yes. It is in. Nice shot left, right to left. Put down by, I believe that was Dickus who put it in there. 21-20. Shrimp on the service, dug by Schrock. Hamburger quickly to Kitten, the dink, dug by Bailey Steffen, punched up, now it's Naker. Naker on the attack, kept alive nicely by Schrock. They'll send it up for Nicola, blocked back by Steffen, pushed by Shrimp to the back line, she got it. Found the spot behind the defense on the quick push. And Cedar Catholic back up by two, 22-20. Trying for the sweep here of St. Cecilia. Shrimp, dug out by Schrock. On the attack, Kitten blocked back at her. Dickus and Naker, 23-20. Cedar Catholic responding to the Hastings St. Cecilia rally. Shrimp with the service. Dug by McCulley. Hamburger. Kitten on the attack. Blocked back. Kept it alive. Now McCulley will punch it up. It'll be a free ball. Just over the net. Set over the, by Hamburger. Quick set for Dickus. She'll get the kill. And it is set and match point for Huntington Cedar Catholic. And Emily Shrimp, who got the big point when it was 21-20, will serve it up to the back row. Dug by Jackson. Hamburger, quick set for Kitten. She'll drive it home for the kill. St. Cecilia stays alive, trailing 24-21 here in the third set. They must win this one to force another set. Nicola to the back row. And punched up there by Becker. sent over by Bailey Steffen on the dink for the kill. And Hardington Cedar Catholic sweeps Hastings St. Cecilia. Knew it was a possibility that Cedar Catholic could win this match. Did not think it would be a sweep. But they win three close sets. 26-24, 25-20, and 25-21. St. Cecilia loses their first match since they lost to Columbus SCOTUS later in the season. They will drop down to the consolation match and play tomorrow afternoon at 2 right here at Grand Island Senior High against North Platte St. Pat. For Hardington Cedar Catholic, they improve now to 30-5, and they will play Lutheran High Northeast for the state championship tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. We'll take a timeout, come back and wrap things up from Grand Island Senior High after this on 1230 AM.
Espresso and breakfast pizza? Yep. Espresso and salad bar? Yep. Espresso and wings? Sure. Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza you're craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
Scott, what does ASAP stand for?
ASAP stands for the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. We try to prevent youth and other citizens from using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol. Maddie, you're a local high school student. How do you feel ASAP could benefit our schools and communities?
Well, Scott, I think ASAP has a really important goal. Substance and alcohol abuse is definitely a problem in our community and in our schools. Substance abuse not only affects the users, but the families and friends of the users. To prevent substance abuse, we need everyone's help. Scott, what can people do to get involved?
Coming to coalition meetings, being good role models, and financially supporting ASAP. When all these elements work together, we become more effective in our community. That means we need everyone's help. And so, Maddie, how do you think people can help the cause?
First, people must get involved by donating their time and money to support ASAP.
Much of our grant funding has been cut, so people can definitely make a difference by donating their time and money to ASAP.
Do it for your community.
For more information on how you can become involved, please contact ASAP at 402-463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
Everybody likes to drive a good-looking car or truck, but in town, out of town, and country road driving can really take a toll on how your vehicle looks. When you need auto body work, stop at Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair, the Chief Easyliner frame repair, and they can take care of those small nicks and scratches too. Drive safely and don't take chances with your car or truck when you need body work. See the professionals at Sealy Body Shop, 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family-owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
John Gaspers Construction is booking winter work now. If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or light commercial building, John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish, using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. Call 463-4077. That's 463-4077. John and Pam Gasper wish the St. Cecilia girls best of luck at state volleyball. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Grand Island Senior High School, right in front of us, the Hardington Cedar Catholic players celebrating with their fans as they get a three-set sweep over Hastings St. Cecilia here this morning at Grand Island Senior High in the C2 state semifinals. Scores of 26-24, 25-20, and 25-21. The key set was that very first set when St. Cecilia had a 23-20 lead late in that set and looked like they might go on and win it and even had a set point, but it was Hardington Cedar Catholic battling back to get the victory 26 20-24. And then they held off St. Cecilia late in both the second and third sets, winning 25-20 and 25-21. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia will play for third place tomorrow afternoon at 2. Back here at Grand Island Senior High, they'll take on North Platte St. Pat's. So the number one and number two seeds will actually meet in the consolation match, while on the other hand, the number three seed, Hardington Cedar Catholic, will take on the number four seed, Lutheran High Northeast, for the state championship tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Heartland Events Center. And those two teams this year have squared off twice, with Lutheran High winning both times. Lutheran High Northeast beat Hardington Cedar Catholic in a triangular 2-1, and then in a duel, they swept Hardington Cedar Catholic 3-0, but you could tell that this Lady Trojans team will be up for the task tomorrow when they take on Lutheran High Northeast, the Lady Eagles out of Norfolk. That should be a good matchup for the state championship. Hastings St. Cecilia falls to 30-4. Hardington Cedar Catholic improves to 30-5. Well, don't forget, coming up on the radio stations of Platte River Radio this afternoon at 2 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9, it will be Grand Island Northwest taking on Waverly. Doug Duda will have that. Back here at Grand Island Senior High at 4 o'clock today on the Breeze 94.5, we will have the D2 matchup between Giltner and Humphrey. And then tonight at 8:30 on Classic Hits 98.9, Doug will have the contest from the Heartland Events Center Class C1 semifinal between Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian. Once again, Hardington Cedar Catholic over Hastings St. Cecilia, 26-24, 25-20, 25-21. For producer-engineer Brad Beam, I'm Larry Cotner, courtside at Grand Island Senior High School. Thanks for listening to the Class C2 state semifinals on 1230 AM KHAS and on the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
You've been listening to state high school volleyball action on the stations of Platte River Radio. For results and updated brackets, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. A proud sports presentation of Platte River Radio.